Riviera Radio. Business.
NASDAQ jumped to a two-week high. Gains in the mega cap, Apple, Microsoft, Tesla leading the way. Cryptocurrencies paired gains. This is after the US Treasury Department called for stronger tax compliance, suggesting any transfer in cryptocurrencies worth more than $10,000 should be reported. Bitcoin, of course, which had a wild session on Wednesday, was up around about 5% yesterday, getting back above the 40,000 level. Oil extended declines to a third day, just after Iran's president said a broad outline of a deal to end sanctions on its oil had been reached. Headline numbers, S&P 500 was up 1%, NASDAQ was up 1.6%. Yields on 10-year treasuries fell back to 1.62%. Dollar weakened, commodities down for a third straight day.
Seems like central banks are starting to gang up on cryptocurrencies. Who's going to win, do you think?
Yeah, I think there is a battle playing out. Regulators have been very unhappy with the role that cryptocurrencies have been playing, and actually they've become significant. The amount of money that's been invested in them has become significant, now talking about more than $1 trillion. So inevitably, central bankers, who not only, of course, set policy, but also look at financial stability, looking at this, and when you've got such funds invested in something with such a volatile performance, then clearly that's going to have the potential to destabilize financial systems or indeed cause a lot of pain to a number of investors, and that's what they're concerned about.
Okay, not very good results from Jaguar Land Rover, but the outlook looks better.
Yeah, they reported an £871 million loss as it changes its strategy to look at electrification. However, so that included the $1.5 billion strategy charge change charge. Without that, the car maker would have made a profit of £660 million. Under its reimagined strategy, Jaguar Land Rover will make all its models available in battery electric form by 2025. For the full year, sales fell 14%, but actually sales and profit both jumped in its final quarter of the year. Sold 123,000 cars in the quarter, up 12% year on year. Profit came in at £534 million, driven by recovery in demand coming through from China, where sales are up 127%. Margins very healthy for Jaguar Land Rover as well, coming in at 7.5%. So outlook looking good, but need to make that step change towards electrification.
And never mind Great British Railways, as global Britain prepares to up anchor and sail for the Pacific, Liz Truss says she sees a speedy trade deal with Australia on the horizon, but the National Farmers Union is not happy about it.
Yeah, it's interesting, this one, isn't it? Because freed from this European bureaucracy, I think the UK is keen to show that it can do trade agreements elsewhere. But it does have ramifications for domestic markets. The fear is, of course, if you do a free trade agreement with Australia, then the UK would be flooded with cheaper goods, which wouldn't be good news for the domestic farming community. And therefore, that balance needs to be sought.
Yes, cheap Australian imports, and of course it would increase the cost of exports to that part of the world because, I mean, it's a long, long way away.
Yeah, it's a long, long way away, but it still makes economic sense. And the fear is, of course, that it would be significantly cheap, and that's where the competition would be coming in from. I haven't seen much of this chlorinated chicken that you were looking for.
Well, that depends on the trade deal with the United States, doesn't it?
I know. That's your other favourite.
Never mind the costs. What about the environmental concerns about shipping all that sort of meat thousands and thousands of miles away when there's a perfectly good market on your doorstep?
Yeah, very true. But if they can't do it economically, then it's global competition, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
OK, we'll just close the farms and everyone can do something else instead.
Cheaper prices for consumers.
It's a market economy.
Exactly right.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in just below 1.42 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.22. You're going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, sir. And
enjoy
you.
The golf. No doubt you'll be very, very tired on Monday morning because you've been up all night watching it.
I'll be enjoying it, and good luck for the Grand Prix.
Thank you. Talk to you Monday. Hank Potts and Park.